Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Murmurus Shiyuchyu. Who is schus Moshe Rabbeinu Rishon Shmuel Mordechai. Bracha Basultana Odet. For Shleima. Yochevet Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basya. For Shleima Soch Shachole Yisrael. Hanegito Bas Naomi Aliza. For Shleima Soch Shachole Yisrael. The Rosh. In the sixth parak of Chulin in Simon Samaches writes, Maise be'echod, she'amar la'moyel echod she'yomu les b'noi, v'kodam achar amolai. So somebody said to the moyel, I want you to circumcise my son. And somebody else chapped the Ryan and did it first. Tova rishon she'amar la'amulam and hashen, the first moyel, said to the one who actually did it, he said, you owe me 10 gold pieces, you stole my mitzvah. Like it says in the Gemara, you have to pay asar zehuvim. Stealing somebody's mitzvah. Upatra Rabbeinu Tam patterned him. Ubalav hanach time in Italy lifter a moyel dafa pishamra of la moyel echad lamulus benoy lezacha. Boysam mitzvah lechayv acherim kodam veaso. Vaidami lekisu idam vatora vishafach vichisa mishishafach yichase. Vchain of shechayv lamulus benoy verotza lamulu kodam acher chayv. So Rabbeinu Tam patted this person, he absolves, says you don't have to pay. And the Rosh says the reason I want to patter him, besides the other reasons, is that I want to patter him because mechitesi, that the person the father said to do the mila zeich and the mitzvah. If it was the father who has to circumcise his son, somebody else chapped it before, and then he has to pay the aser zehuvim. But now it's a mitzvah kol Yisrael. It's a mitzvah kol Yisrael. Whoever gets it first gets it. And the guy who the father tells to do it isn't more as right to do the mitzvah, zakai to do the mitzvah than anybody else. So therefore, the guy who chapped it first is potter. The shach in the choshen mishpat. And Simon Shinpei Basif Kotan Dalit writes, Umidivre Harosh, Evesi Muchoch, the Mishu Moyal Eno Rashoi Litin is Benoy Lacher Le Moyaloi, Vachaivu Batsmoy Le Moyaloi, the Dumi de Kisui Adam. The Mishu Shofach, who Yechase. From the Rosh that I brought, it's Muchoch, that somebody who's a Moyal is not allowed to give his son to somebody else to circumcise, and he has to do it himself. Like Kisui Adam. The person who spilled the blood has to cover it. So to the father, it's chayiv dafka to circumcise the son. Therefore, he's not allowed to give it away. And if somebody chaps it, he has to pay the asar zehuvim. And that's the pashto, says the shach of the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, Daf Chof Tes. The Amrinan Hasam, Ha'av chayiv bebnoi lamuloi minalon dechtiv, v'yom al avram es Yitzchak bebnoi, v'hechad ulo mole avua, m'chayiv bebeidin alamimolei. The father is chayiv to mal his son. Ve'yamal Avram is Yitzchak b'noi. And when he doesn't mal him, then Beis Din has to do it. But it's originally the father's mitzvah. He shouldn't give it away. And he said, I'm writing this because I see people are mechabit someone else to mal their son. And I think they're doing a very, very silly thing. They're being mevatel a mitzvah sesei and a mitzvah gedolah shel mila. And Beis Din should be mevatel this. Ad kan midivrei hashach ubepshutoi, says Moiri Rabbi Agoin Agadu Ruchai Meharwit Shlita, upon whose Torah I'm basing myself. Yesh lehoitzi midivrei hashach, that the mitzvah of the father and the son is to circumcise him in practice, befoyal, to circumcise the son. But if the father doesn't know how to circumcise, then the father completely, the mitzvah goes away. In Eino Av Yodea Lamul, so Poka Legamre HaMitzvah Me'av, so the mitzvah goes away from the father, and he's not obligated in the mitzvah anymore. Because there's no Mokol to say that the father is obligated to make sure his son is circumcised. Because the Shach explained that it says in Kedushin that a father is chayav to circumcise his son is the Maisa Mila. And if he's not doing the Maisa Mila, now of Klal Yisrael is Chayiv. But that's the father's obligation ends here. He does the Maisa, and now it's up for grabs. And that's the Gemara in Kedushin. Where the father doesn't circumcise and the Beis Din has to do it, so it's muchach, that if for whatever reason the father can't circumcise his son, so the mitzvah is now mutal al kol Yisrael. So according to this, we have to understand the Rosh writes, aval ein lo im ein av roitze lamuloi kol Yisrael chayav lamuloi ubedibur she'omer av av lamoyel. So, if the father doesn't want to circumcise the son, all of Klal Yisrael is chayev to do the circumcision. And in the dibur that the father said to the moel, he's not zoche in the mitzvah to be mechayev somebody else who chaps it first. That's the rosh. But it's mashma from the rosh that if it wasn't just a dibur, but he did an actual kinyan to be makne this person's schus, then the person's kaina, and nobody else can take it away from him. So according to the Shach, we have to understand, according to what the Shach said, since the father doesn't know how to be mal, so he's got no more schus, he's got no rights to be makne to somebody else. It's a gevaldik diuk. It's a meduyik in the rosh, that if he's makne the schus to somebody else, that person gets the schus. It only doesn't work if he just says, but if he actually does a kinyan, then the other guy gets it. But according to what we learned from the Shach, what does it help to be makhnet to somebody else? Lav kol kamine. It's not in the father's power to be makhnet the schus to someone else. The father can't do it lemaisa, according to the Shach, then it's up for grabs. He has no right to give it away. It's anybody could take it. Ubeguf divrei ha-Shach, this kasha from two places. And Avoid Zoran Dav Chov Zayin Omer Aleph, Rav holds that a woman is Psula Lomu. Frek Toisvis Ul Rav Domarina Kshera Mol Lomu. Tzoch the Farish Perakame de Kedushin, the Matzrich Oisoi, Veloy Oiso, the Medrash Shaina Chayabis Lomu Benor, Hainu Levakish Lomoholoi. According to a Rav who says she's not Kshera Lomu, we have to explain that when it says in the first parak of Kedushin that you need Oisoi, Veloy Oiso, the Darshan, that she isn't obligated to circumcise her son. Hainu levakesh. In other words, that she's not obligated to circumcise his son is to ask somebody to be the mayel. That's she's not obligated. And because she herself pashit, she's pasul lamo. So when we are memayed and isha, remind her that she doesn't have to mevakesh to mayel. Now, according to the Shach, this is very shver. Father himself is in chayev. If the father isn't doing it, then he's not chayev levakesh lamalui. So mehichi tasted to be mechayev the mother more than be mechayev the father. Be'emes hadavar mefurosh betoisis rabbeinu el chonon there in Maseches Avodah Zarah.
Shena davar muto lalea belav kora de oisoi, halav rayu, de hecha de loy mole avu, rotsaloy mashaloy nimala de oviv, shaloy mole hu, vagam loy bikesh mishi yamul oisoi, da filoeno moloisum huivu lavakish moil, gevaldik, gevaldik. So what does Rabbi Chonan say? Rabbi Chonan says that, Chonan Rishon, not Rabbi Chonan Vasserman, that he doesn't understand that in Kedushin it says, that a woman is not chayev lamul that's bina. What do I need a pasuk for? Anyway, she's psula. Of course, she's not chayev. So his answer is that it's to say she doesn't have to seek out a moil. She doesn't have to make sure the kid's circumcised. And he says, no, but look at the gemara. The man isn't obligated to make sure that he's circumcised. So why would the mother's obligation be more than the father's? So his maskana is that taka the father does have to seek out a moil. But the mother doesn't, and that's what the
from that chiyuv, the woman is excluded. But again, according to the shach, the man doesn't have to seek out a moil. If he can't do it b'fayel, then he's off the hook. That's the mashmaos of the shach. It's only a chiyuv lemaisa to be mal. That's what it means. The father's chayiv and the son, he's chayiv to do it lemaisa. If he can't do it lemaisa, then it's up for grabs. So the shach doesn't learn like this, but Rav Chanan has a teretz to this kasha. What the miur of the isha is? How's the shach going to deal with that? What do you need to be ma'ir an isha? An isha's psul anyway. To say she doesn't have to seek out a moil, even the husband doesn't have to seek out a moil. Noch akasha, misein yevomis, daf ayin aleph amir aleph, shemilas zechorov me'akvosoi milasois ha-pesach. The circumcision of one's male child is me'akev one from eating the Pesach, from making and doing carbon Pesach. If his son isn't circumcised, then he can't have a carbon Pesach. It's mashma even when the father doesn't know how to circumcise. So it's a kasha. Since he doesn't have a chiyuv to circumcise his son, so why should his son's lack of circumcision be ma'akev him from the asiyas ha-pesach? He doesn't know how to do it, so now he's pater. So why should milas zachar be ma'akev him the mecho b'pesach? The shagas aryeh in simen nun gimel is noiket. That even if the chiyuv isn't mutal on the father, but the orlois avodav me'akvaso milasis ha-pesach. It's the orla that's ma'akev. And he learns it from the Rambam that tefillah sam hoisav ma'akvasu milecho me'akvasu min ha-pesach. The tefillah of his hamos is ma'akim from the pesach, even though the person not chayiv to make sure that his maidservants go to mikvah. He can allow them to remain goyos. They don't have to be toiva. But you see that their lack of tefillah is ma'akev, so too the oral is ma'akev, even though it's not a chiyuv that's mutal alav. Even if he's not able to do it, it's still going to be ma'akev. The Minchas Chinuch learns not like that. The Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Beis Ozayin that from the fact that the Milas Banav HaGdoilim, it's only Milas Banav HaKtanav that's Ma'akev, and not Milas Banav HaGdoilim, Milas Banav those not Ma'akev Me'a Pesach, so it's Muchach, that if he's not Chayiv B'Milasim, Ein Zeh Ma'akvo Mi'Pesach. So that's Gevaldik. So if that's true, if it's not the Chiyuv is in Mutal Alav, then it's not ma'akev him from the Pesach, then according to the Shach, if he doesn't know how to do the Brits, then it's not mutal of anymore, so why should the Milas Banav HaKtanim be ma'akev? The Tuas Shor in Simen Chof Ches, Siv Katan Yedalid, brings the Shach and argues with him. And he proves from Truma, that it's a mitzvah that's going to tell us how the Bailam Hafish Truma, Vim Koze Iker Din Shlichus Yalfina Mitruma. And you still learn the Iker Din Shlichus from Truma. Truma is a mitzvah mutal ala bailim. And even though it's mutal ala bailim, you could still have a shliach. So to mila. Yes, it's mutal on the father, but the father can make a shliach. He's not bothered. Shach says, don't appoint anybody else if you can do it yourself. And Tvur Shor says, it's not self. I can appoint somebody else. I can be mevane shliach. And he's masik there's firdois. Shigam k'sha'av yodei olamol me'ikar adin shari afilu la'asas shliach. Even if the father knows how to circumcise, it's a mutter for him me'ikar adin to make a shliach. Ela shebezen nira k'mevazah ha'mitzvah. And now that he does, it looks like he's being mevazah the mitzvah. If he knows how to do it and he doesn't want to do it, then he doesn't want to be toirech b'kiyum avol derech kavod. He's allowed to, and if it's an adam gadol, avadei mutter l'chatchila. And he says, Kenu adin gam legabein in kisi adam, si agudu tishach. And he says he can appoint somebody else. The placey in Simon Chofches, Si'if Kotan Gimel, brings proofs. He says like the Tuashor, but he concludes the opposite, that al yidei shlichus shapir dam yideinu mechaser ha-mitzvah mimenu, the shlichus shel adam kamo yisrei, ach al yidei kibud shemechabed la'acher v'lo memaneu l'shlucho, lav shapir ovad, shenimtza shemechaser ha-mitzvah me'atzmo. If you're mechabed somebody else, and you're not memanim as a shliach, it's no good. Because it emerges that you're lacking the mitzvah yourself. The Tvua Shor writes that derech kovet shemechabed, you can do it. You can be mechabed somebody else, and certainly if he's an adam gadol. But the place, he says, don't do that, because then you're going to be missing out on the mitzvah. So maybe the Tvua Shor means also that and you're having somebody else do it, derech kovod, be memanim a shliach. And what the Tvua Shor was against was a person who is just lazy. If he's just lazy and he appoints a shliach, it's no good. But if he wants to be mechabit somebody and he points them as a shliach, then it's fine. And again, the Tvua Shor and the place he brings this proves this from Truma. A Truma is a mitzvah mutala salav, and you can still appoint somebody else to give a man a shliach. Sotu buris mila. The Chochmas Adam in the Binas Adam in Klal Ches Ois Yud Herich Lahatzdik Divrei Hashach. He goes to great lengths to justify the Shach, who says that you shouldn't appoint somebody else to do the bris, and he's Doiched Tvua Shor Ubisrich Dvorim Kosav. The Masha Yichiach at Tvua Shor mitrume yesh litchoyz the shiny trume she'ino choyvas haguf shem'ino roitzelecho me'atvua ein tzorich lahafrish. That trume is different because trume isn't a choyvas haguf. If you don't want to eat from the tvua, you don't have to. For smila, it's an obligation, so therefore you shouldn't appoint the shliach. And trume is different. However, this assertion of the Chochmas Adam is subject to debate. It's true that Magen Avraham says this in Simen Ches Sifkot Beis. However, the Taz in Yeridaeus Simen Aleph Sifkot Yud Zayin learns that even if you don't want to eat, you're chayev lahafrish trumus umaisris v'kach kosev hagro. Simen Ches Ba'orachayim, that even if you don't want to eat your chayv, you have to trumas and maisus. So it's an absolute obligation, like bris milah. So it's not, you can't be mechalek between this and bris. Say bris is an obligation and truma isn't, because some say truma is an obligation also. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, and I'm hoping Amir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we are zeuche to go deeper into this inyan and see the flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.